Now, I'm not a fan of working from home, and while I don't mind video meetings if it stops people travelling, I do think that if you are applying for a job, you need to show up face to face. Anyway, apparently younger job seekers now don't want to do that. They want to have their job interview via a video link. Our next guest is Managing Director of You and You Recruitment Partners, Craig Sneesby. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Craig. So what do you think? Are job seekers doing themselves a disservice if they don't show up in person for a job interview?
Yeah, look, I definitely think so. I mean, it takes away that ability to get that connection and the chemistry in interview and, you know, also sort of work out the values alignment to a business, that cultural connectivity. So definite loss in a bit of the soft skills in the workforce at the moment. And, you know, I think it's a bizarre world where if you show up for an interview, you have a big competitive advantage.
Well, it is strange, isn't it? I mean, look, in the old days before video conferencing, you had no choice, but no one would have ever thought about having a job interview over the phone. Is it a function of the working from home trend that accelerated so during the COVID years?
Yeah, it most certainly is. It's prevalent post-COVID, and keeping in mind it's really a white-collar entitlement. You know, the frontline workers don't really have the option to do it under this model. But, you know, we're seeing more and more people now working from home. They don't want to commit time out of the day to get into whether it be the city or drive out to different suburbs. The cost of parking, transport costs, there's a whole range of reasons for it. And people have sort of lost the mindset to invest in their career and really sort of secure the right next job. And, you know, there's been such a plethora of opportunities. It's just been spoilt for choice. And markets are starting to turn a little in terms of employment options. And I think employers will get a little bit more power back into the interview rooms.
Is that the case? Is it? Because, I mean, the unemployment rate is still very low, but you're saying that sort of power that employees had over their bosses, that's starting to disappear?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing more of a balance. And I think, you know, to offset that, the majority of professional employers understand there needs to be a balance in flexibility as well. I think gone are the days where, you know, and we've seen it in our interviews where the candidates will dictate, this is how many days I'm willing to work from office. And yeah, there's more and more companies now pushing back and finding the right balance for both parties.
All right, thank you for your time. Craig Sneesby there, Managing Director of You and You Recruitment Partners.